Thank you for stop and to see what we are doing now. And today I will talk about one part of our study. This is a big project between University of Florida and NATS USDA. We are designing a decision support system. And this is one component that we are studying in this project. It is about planting date. It's input data. It's very important for analysis. All of us need it. And the idea here is as the integration methodology that we are proposing that combine climate, satellite sensing, and DVI, and census-based. So the idea is put together these three components and see if there's any way that we can provide better information about planting date. So in general, we can use this in different crops, in different ways, in different managements. But now I will target just for maize because our project work in four crops, maize, soybean, wheat, and cotton. So in general, independently of the crop, we know that it's very, we know that in terms of planting date, it's this input, this information varies annually. It's year by year, we can have a different different planting date for a different crop. It's dependable of a number of variables like climate conditions, crop variety, scheduling, economic, social, et cetera. So it's variable across both space and time. It's a very important input for different ways like crop modeling, management, et cetera. But in fact, its information is not widely available. So how we can answer that? How could we know when is maize planted? So to give you an example, this is the planting date window for Nebraska, US, for maize. It's a very complicated table, but just look at the one point here, very important. It's about the usual planting date, the NAS, the official NAS is National Statistics Service for USDA that provides official numbers of planting date. So usually it's planted in 5 weeks, this the window for maize. But if you look at this past years, since 2007 to 2013, we had in 9 weeks of variation. So just look at the 2010, for instance. We have in this year that was considered a normal year in terms of meteorological conditions, we have 8 weeks of planting date window. It's about 56 days. So can we identify when the plant was planted, when we can address that information with this large planting date window? And even though if you can create this information in a better resolution, we don't know where they occur. So the question that guided us was, can we reduce the planting date window? And we know this, that census base is very important information to help us to adjust the early and late period of time. But we know also that we have climate rules to address when we want to plant. So if you combine those, we can run climate rules just in the certain window. It's okay, not bad. But the question that was thinking was also, can we add something more? And we are thinking about to incorporate and integrate one more information, in this case, Earth observation information, together and create this package of three methodologies, try to decrease our planting date window. So in this case, we study in Nebraska with our case study. We studied during the period of time in April to May, the standard period of time that we plant maize there in 2010, we are using as the case study. And for climate variables rule, we are using air temperature, topsoil temperature, and normalized water content. We are using the methodology adopted and we adapted from Dorber et al. And for the rule, for the climate rule, we are considering the last of the consecutive days that we have normalized water content, air and topsoil temperature that reach some thresholds. So this is the climate rule that we have to reach to plant. And we also will add remote sensing information. And which information remote sensing can help? So we are testing one phenology stage that is called start of the season time. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. I'll show you later. It's called SOST, or we can also call as green up. That is a measurement of when the plant starts to show and reflect some in terms of the stage or condition. It's one important point here that we are not considering any social or economic factors in this analysis. It's just climate census and earth observation. So we have a lot of data here, and this is very interesting because this link with the last two speakers, they said the quality of data. It's absolutely dependable of the quality of the data. So we are using census data, official data for NAS. We are using meteorological data. It's from PRISM. So you are assuming that PRISM is okay. And you are using temperature and rainfall and soil data from SIRGO. And from remote sensing data, this is very important here. We are using information available from USGIS. It's a site that provides phenological metrics using NDVI MODIS. And this data is very interesting and covers the entire country. So we are using that data. So just to let you know, this information is called SOST or green up. It's marked as the point over the red curve. It's estimated by a model. We have different ways to estimate that information, and we are using from NDVI. So what you do that we create this wall. So in this case, we'll say that, okay, we cannot plant after that because we already reached this position, this SOST. So it's our upper limit or our limitation in this structure. So here you can see the temporal and space evaluation when I have this climate and census target. So in each picture, you are seeing Nebraska. It's starting from the first day of the census set. NASA said, okay, in 2010, we started to plant in the day 95. And we finished the last 100% planted was in the day 151. So we just run the climate rules in this window. And we see the progress of the climate condition reached. So black areas here indicate when we reach that condition. So if you see the day 104, I don't have a pointer here, let's show. So if you see the day 104, it means that in this day, we have several consecutive days that reach the thresholds, the climate thresholds. So in this case, we have the same window, planting date window, but we reduced, we can identify where they occur, the optimum positions. And we also can say that we have some spaces or days when we don't have optimal climate conditions to plant. But we can add the remote sensing here. So when the question is, can we reduce this window even more? And to do that, we use the SOST. So we are saying that, okay, considering the same period of time, the NAS says the minimum and maximum, consider the climate rule, but over each position, over each pixel, create this limit, this wall that green up will provide. So in green areas that you are seeing here, well, that areas are associated with the start of the season time. So we cannot plant when the start of the season already occurred. So we create a wall. So in this case, we can remove the potential planting date in this part. So because in this area, in the majority of this area, the season already started. And that we have a window, a potential planting date window. It's much more efficient here. And so we could say, we cannot say that they planted there, But you say that, okay, consider the three blocks of methodology. We have a high probability, it's not calculated, but we have a rule that says that in terms of census, in terms of earth observation, and in terms of potential climate conditions, the planting date occurred between 104 to 126. So this is the window that we reduce combined the three methodologies. So just to give you an idea, forgetting about the spaces, it's just using the early and late. Here you see in the left side what happened if I just use climate as my rule. So now it's much better than the table from NASS because we can say where probably the planting date occurred or potential planting date could be occurred in terms of days. So we have different possibility, different amount of days in different regions. It's associated with the climate conditions. So now if you create an earth observation, if you bear with remote sensing data, we are able to reduce that and just say, okay, in some areas was not 15 days, was less because greenup already occurred. So I'm just circulate some areas to highlight to you. It's you in that areas, for instance, the planting date window that before was about 40 to 5 days, now it reduces to 10 to 20 days. So this is like a method can help us to use earth observation together with climate rules. But if you see, it's critical. It's super critical that the GreenUp is correct or not correct because it's a model, it's a parameter that is derived for observation. But it's important that we have a reasonable information. So we evaluate this GreenUp. And what we expected minimal that the GreenUp or start of the season occur after the planting date, right? So we had some field measurements here. We have 150 field measurements that we had planting date, and we compare planting date with this variable, with the GreenUp. And here you see the distribution of this comparison. So in yellow, it's highlighted the locations where the start of the season occurred after the observed planting date, that expected conditions, right? But in terms of the amount of the fields that we evaluate, just around 30% of the fields evaluated had this expected condition reached. So unfortunately, much more, around almost 70% of the fields evaluated, we noticed that locations, the GreenUp occurred before planting date. So in that case, you are thinking that this 2 minutes, I know, this evaluation is indicated that this GreenUp is not matching with the expected conditions. We know that this information is from a model, so requires more investigation. So just over the places that we guarantee that GreenUp occurred after the planting date, we evaluate we have 30% of the data that we exclude. So this is the observation data, and we just showing over each location what happened when I have this planting date window decreasing. So here you see the NASS early and late, the first table that I showed before, and now we have the climate rule condition applied, and then we have the GreenUp as the upper limit. So in that case, we can reduce not as the same because it's so dependable of the quality of that variable, but we reduce this planting date window. And remembering that the range of the days that I mentioned before, so here we see that it's matching quite well. We have 104 to 126 planting date window around considering the observation data. So in conclusion, I would say that it's always dependable of the quality of the inputs. So the estimate climate variables and remote sensing Greenup affect the quality of the results, of course. The results show that this Greenup is underestimated, but in overall, the methodology shows a good potential for reducing planting date window. And in the future, once you have good inputs like good grid data, better methods to estimate those variables, and you can put together and create this integration, we have a great potential to reduce this window and provide in space and time. So, and I can stay with the next steps if you don't have too much time. But basically, what say that we can improve this method and provide even more precise planting data window. So I'm happy to answer any questions you may have, and also I'm very open for suggestions, ideas you could have. Thank you.
And I have a question. You use the terminology planting date, but then you use remote sensing. Are you really looking at emergence date?
Yeah, excellent question. Where is the green up occurs in terms of phenological stage mentioned that is like you are asking me where is the green up occur along the phenological stages or
with remote sensing you detect the first time you see some green and then you try to go back and see and that will vary a lot depending on obviously spatial variability crops and location. So how do you go from the greening up to determining?
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm sorry if I was not so clear. I'm saying that this SOST will not give you the planting date. Probably, we don't know yet. There are many studies that try to say when the green up occur, it's in terms of maize, it's around the V2, V2.5 MRCs. We are not totally certain about exactly where cure. Where I'm saying that this stage happened when the plant start providing some photosynthetic activities minimal that we can capture for the reflectance.
Right.
So the planting date, when trying to say that we are just creating a limit, and with this limit, we cannot cross whatever gonna be the plant that I'm working on. If I have this limit defined, the planting date occurred before. So, and
okay.
What is the limit before? The climate driven and other information.
Okay.
So, I think I don't have time.
Fine.
Oh, it's okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.